10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Burt Show.
Good morning, Jason. You're on Q. You're on Q100. Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
All right, man.
I think I've got the answers.
Okay. The guys in Hollywood that are best known for their junk.
All right. Ashton Kutcher, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jamie Foxx, David Spade, and Tommy Lee.
What are you really going for the Lilith Fair tickets? Is that what got you to call in today?
Oh, yeah.
Jason, you got 4 right.
Oh, man.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
But a great guess, for sure.
Because we've all seen the tape.
Mm-hmm. And if that guy's not on the list.
Oh, wow.
And you hear who number 5 is, you're going to be like, wow, that's something I want to see. Hey, Julie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I've got Leonardo DiCaprio, Ashton Kutcher, Jamie Foxx, David Spade, and Wolf Blitzer.
Ew.
Come on now.
I hope you're not right.
Really?
Well, did you really listen to
it? Was off the beaten path, so.
That's way off.
And did you really listen to Jeff and his hint earlier?
You're in a different continent.
If your first name is Wolf and your last name is Blitzer, you have to be hung.
Totally. I agree with you. I agree. But
like if your name's Wolf Blitzer and you get naked in front of a girl and there's nothing there, you're like disappointed.
Julie, you got 4 right.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Am I right, Melissa?
Yeah, you're right, Jeff.
404-741-Q100. Hey, Patrick. Patrick?
I say Jimmy Fox, Leonardo DiCaprio, Ashton Kutcher, David Spade, and Jesse James.
You got 4 right, my friend.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I haven't heard much from her since she did that Wanted song.
Again, we are looking for the men in Hollywood that are the most well endowed.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Vicky. Good morning. You are on Q100.
Hi.
Hi.
I think I've got it.
Okay.
Do your thing.
David Spade, Jamie Foxx, Leonardo DiCaprio, Ashton Kutcher, and Steve Martin.
Steve Martin?
Cyrano.
She had such a sweet Southern accent. I don't think you should even be playing this game. It's like too gross for you.
I would tell Melissa Hi, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hey, go Vols.
It is. It's almost like Paula Deen calling in on a game like this.
Paula Deen would guess.
Well, if Paula Deen was making the same guesses that you made, I would tell her that she got 4 right.
Thanks for trying,
sorry
honey
to disappoint you.
She's so sweet.
I'm sorry.
See y'all later, a-holes.
You're not too good at this Southern accent.
What?
You're terrible at it, Jeff.
What?
Yeah. Jada, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Burt Show.
Hey.
Jada
hey.
Show. What's going on?
Hey, we got the 5.
All right, this is over. Jada's going to get it. We're done.
Finally.
Let's do it.
Okay, Ashton Kutcher, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jamie Foxx, David Spade, and Wilmer Del Bernardo, whoever Fez was on the 70s show.
Who?
Wilmer.
Oh, Valderrama.
Valderrama. Yeah. Ah, that would explain why he gets all those hotties, for sure.
Valdery.
Jada, you got 4.
Oh.
Right, why?
Nope, you still got 4.
Sorry about that.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, one more today, then we're going to have to move on to tomorrow. Alicia, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey. I want to make my guess.
Okay.
Alicia, it is up to you to end this thing today.
Come
All
on.
All right. Ashton Kutcher.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Foxx. Leonardo DiCaprio. Hello. David Spade. And Brian Austin Green.
Brian Austin Green. How's a guy like that get Megan Fox?
I was
going
to say, it's the Megan Fox theory.
That's right. I will give you 4 of 5.
Good. Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
It's
over today.
All right, Jen.
Okay.
You're going to be the lifeline.
So this is a clue on the last guy, on one guy on the list.
Because it's random. It's not a guy that you would immediately think of in the same category, celebrity-wise, probably. as those other four, so I kind of feel like we need to give you a nugget.
Well, we're kind of confirming the pattern. Anyway.
Everybody knows four of them, right?
You know what I'm saying? By giving a clue on one, we're kind of confirming the four.
Yeah, I think
so. Is that okay?
I think that's pretty, that's the given now.
We're kind of at that point. Okay. Well, this last person on the list then is the youngest of five. He has four siblings.
Four siblings and has and is the youngest of five.
He's the youngest of five.
Okay. It's just a little bit of a nugget.
I thought you would use his wife's maiden name as a clue.
All right, and if we don't get one again tomorrow, then Jen will give you another clue. But this one, the last one's going to be a little tough, a little more difficult, okay?
The Burt Show.
Hayden and I, Saturday morning, we get up. And May, for me, is special occasion month. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like all in May, man. I got Mother's Day's coming up in a couple of weeks, guys. Know that. My wife's birthday is coming up. Our anniversary is in this month. And Hollis's birthday is in May also. So there's just a whole bunch of things going on. So I get up Saturday morning. I'm like, let's get a jump on this. Hayden, why don't you get in the car with me? Let's go ahead. Let's go shopping for your mom for Mother's Day and for her birthday also. We'll knock this out today. So we go out and we do some shopping for her. On the way home, I remember, man, we got to get a card, you know? So we head on over to Swoozie's, which is going out of sale right now. I mean, you
guys, going out of business.
They're going out of business. There are all signs all over the place now say going out of business, everything must go, blah, 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 blah. It's a bit of a cluster in Swoozie's right now. But we go in there and I get the cards. And as we're on our way out, Hayden sees some glasses that he thinks his mother would love for either her birthday or Mother's Day. And they're wine glasses. He doesn't know the difference between a wine glass and a regular glass, but they say.
He just knows that's the one mommy's always holding.
Yeah.
Hey, Daddy, mommy always has one of those in the morning. But this one's bigger. She'll like it better. She won't have to fill it up as much.
That's not true. Mommy drinks right out of the bottle. So. at Swoozie's, they have one section that is, there must have been 50 wine glasses, and they're all stacked. So you've got wine glass on the bottom with wide mouth, you know, like, and then on top of that is just a panel of glass, and there are more wine glasses on top of that, then another panel of glass, and they're all stacked up, right?
Oh,
no.
You know where this is going, the 7-year-old, right?
Oh, gosh.
So Hayden decides that he sees one that he really likes, and it's just a little bit out of his reach, he goes for the stretch anyway.
Oh, no.
Goes for the top. And
where are you when this is happening?
Right next to him. I'm almost watching the whole. It's like time stood still. Like, I could see it happening.
Slow motion.
I'm like, I'll get that. And as I was saying, I'll get that
it's
for
like,
you.
It's like when you're watching your own keys get locked in your car.
Yeah,
like the door's going. Mm.
Or when you drop them in a sewer or something or down a gutter, how they go so slowly. See his hand reach up for it, and I'm reaching for his hand to sort of like knock it away like a basketball player would a basketball. And I got there just a split second too late. He goes for the top wine glass. His elbow hits one of the bottom ones, and it is a chain reaction, a domino effect of glasses.
Nice and quiet, right?
In the middle of Swoozie's falling. Cheep! Shattering one after the other after this chain reaction, like five or six wine glasses right in the middle of Swoozie's.
And that's loud. Did he start crying?
It was so loud. I got to tell you, like, everybody turned that was in the store to us.
Oh, no.
And I have one glass in my hand that's half broken, and I'm just standing there. I'm laughing at this point. And Hayden was laughing because I was laughing, and everybody was really pretty cool about it. But I was just thinking, because old school mentality is if you bust something, you got to break it.
You buy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to buy it. So I'm thinking $120 here. But they were totally cool about it.
They didn't make you buy it?
They didn't make us buy it.
Well, maybe that's why they're going out of business.
Yeah. I think they're going out of business. Right. And they're like,
they're too nice.
Yeah, inventory, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But the loudness of the shattering of that glass one after the other will always be in my head now.
It's like ringing. Echo, echo, God. Echo. You can hear it outside.
The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
All All right, so let's get Mark back on here. Very typical. Not taking our advice.
Well, some of our advice.
Well, we are 50-50. We are
class. What was it? It felt long. I felt like
75-25, maybe. Yeah. But right. Some people said for him to say something.
I definitely did.
Just the gist of it here is that he found out that two people in his social group are having an affair right now. One of them is married.
Mm-hmm.
And the choice was, do I just let this go? It's their problem, or do I talk to somebody about it, somebody in the group? And I think this weekend, Mark's going in.
Okay.
Hey, Mark, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. Morning, you got that rough weekend ahead of you, don't you?
Yeah. Okay, so this is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
As you know, I had this stuff on the computer. I am... wiping the computer clean, which I have already done. I'm giving the computer back to her.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying anything to her about it, but I am going to say something to my guy friend, my boy. I'm going to say something to him about the pictures being on there. And we're all supposed to, over the weekend, we're all supposed to hang out together, you know, his wife and all of us. Mm-hmm. And the whole group of us, at one point over the weekend, we're all going to be together. So he's going to know. And, you know, I just feel like I need to let him know what's going on.
Now, at this gathering this weekend, is not only your friend and his wife supposed to be there, but is computer mistress woman supposed to be there also?
He's supposed to be there. A couple of other people in our circle supposed to be there. You know, so it's going to be like our normal clique hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And you're
so
gonna...
do you think you'll be able to keep it together and, like, be cool and... not talk about it? Or, like, well, do you think you're going to act weird around the computer girl, or you're going to act weird around his wife?
I'll probably act more weird around his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Than I would computer girl, because I kind of have an attitude with computer girl, so mm-hmm. I'm not really concerned with her. It's more so his wife, but I'm going to let him know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I'll be done with it at that point and see what happens. I feel that Computer Girl is going to find some other route, you know, other than using me to do what she wants to do.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think we said that last time, too, mm-hmm. that she's determined.
Yeah. Do you think that you'll be less weird around them by saying something to them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it will give me a feeling like, well, okay, I at least I tried to do something to get it off my chest.
You've
so
done your
I,
part.
I, won't, I, you know, I won't feel like I'm backed up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Computer Girl's going to share the information with a wife over the weekend at the gathering?
What information?
About the pictures. Like, just confront the wife about it. Because they're going to be together, right, in the same room?
Yeah, we're all going to be together at the same place. So I don't know if she will or not, but they won't be on that computer. So if she has them on her phone or whatever, possibly, but I don't know.
So essentially, you're protecting your friend. But you're also letting them know what's going on, because even if Computer Girl confronts wifey and your friend can deny it and say, it never even happened. Well, you show me proof. And what you're basically doing is you're erasing all that so there is none. So you're protecting him, but you're also letting him know that you know.
Right, provided she doesn't have pictures somewhere else, like on her cell phone or something.
But mm-hmm. I would even let the friend know before the gathering, because what if that is her intention, because they know they're all going to be together this weekend. You've got to let them know beforehand, because if she moved that information from her computer to the phone, then that's easy.
I think that's
She's
what he's planning on
say
doing.
Anything.
Right?
I don't think the computer girl's going to say anything.
I don't think so.
I think
either.
She likes having this information. She just sort of was dangling it mm-hmm. in front of you, you know? I think, though... The question you have to ask yourself, okay, so you go to your buddy and you tell him, hey, mm-hmm. I know about this. I know this is going on, with the intention that he stops. But then what if
he's not gonna
he
stop.
Doesn't stop? Well, like, then you're sort of in the midst of it and you know what's going on and you're still hanging out in your group.
But he's told him so that he's like...
Sort of absolved of any responsibility?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that gives me a clear head to say, well, okay, look, I did what I could do to try and get him to do the right thing or whatever he needs to do, and I'm done with it, you know. So mm-hmm. I'm just, if something happens with it, something happens with it, but, you know, my part is over.
Right. Are you going to be able to hang out with them, though?
I, that's, I don't know how it's going to go. I mean, if I got to bail early on where we're at, then I'll have to bail early. Mm-hmm.
I don't see you in good conscience being able to hang out, even right. if when you tell him. If your buddy decides to keep this relationship going, you're going to avoid all of them at all costs because you're living with this lie. Here's Matt. He thinks you're making a bad decision this weekend. Go on, Matt.
Mark, I got to tell you, man, I know you think you're doing like the right and just thing, but if you're going to do this, you might as well go big because you're losing everything. Go ahead and ask for money, blackmail the guy, but you're losing all these people if you do this, buddy.
So you think he's going to lose his friend if he mentions it?
I mean, the first thing friend's going to do is deny it. He's going to call him a liar, and then Mark's going to be that guy who tried to break up the circle of friends by saying something. And, I mean, it's a backfire right off the bat, man. There's nothing that could go good with this.
Well, if I was going the route that Mark was going, and that's true, then I think that I could live with the decision that I was true to myself. I did the right thing. The repercussions I didn't have any control over, but I'm not the one that started this whole situation, and that sucks that I lost my friend, but at least you were true to yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's like a...
Mm-hmm. It's absolution that Jen was talking about. Like, you've
sort of done what you feel like you need to do.
But then I wonder, I mean, if you approach him, will he lose his friend if he's saying, dude, I just gotta let you know, she's got these pictures on her computer, but I erased them. Like, I'm not sure that the friend's gonna...
He won't.
You know, break up with him.
They'll just hide it from him better.
Mm-hmm. You know,
here's
but
that,
that's I mean,
but,
exactly what
but it's
happen.
The friend and mm-hmm. the computer lady. They're the ones with the responsibility. They're the ones that have broken up this circle of friends.
Hey, Diane. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. I love your show. I just wanted to say I do support him. I know it's a tough thing to do. He's being true to himself. I think he should go ahead and do it for his guy friend. If anything, at least he'll let him know this girl has pictures and she's being loose with them. So he needs to. One, either stop or be careful.
This may freak out the friend of yours because he may realize there's evidence out there that his wife could have access to eventually.
But I want to go back to something, Bert, you had said in the past about proof, having proof in mm-hmm. front of you. Now, if you erase, and now I'm going to the caller, if you erase these pictures and don't have anything to show your friend, I mean, is that a mistake, or should you have had proof to show him? Like, look, dude, this is what I found.
I'd need to see it. For me personally.
You need to see those pictures.
I need to see it because I just don't think that my wife's capable of that.
But he's showing the guy who's in the picture, right? Like, the guy knows they
exist.
Well,
he said he cleared the computer. I'm wondering if he's going to the friend and saying, look, I saw these pictures, or is he showing his friend the pictures he saw?
But he's saying
but
he
the
knows.
The guy's in the picture.
Matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
That he knows the picture was taken.
Yeah, the guy is.
Okay, I'm just that's why I'm asking, because Bert said he has to see it. So I just wondered if this guy needs to see it, too.
But it would be
it's two different
the wife
scenarios.
That would have to see it. In that scenario.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The right analogy would be the wife not believing the husband could do it unless she saw the pictures.
Okay.
Hey, Missy, good morning. You're on The Bert Show.
Hey, I agree with Mark 100%. He's a grown man. He didn't do anything. He found the pictures. He wants to absolve himself of anything that's going on. I'll tell my boy about it. If it doesn't work out, that's not my fault. I've done what I needed to do. The wife can't be mad at him. The girl can be, but who cares? Mm-hmm. And his friend, if he's mad at him, he's not a true friend, so.
At least you're being true to yourself, is basically what she's saying also.
Ooh.
All right, Mark.
Good luck.
Yeah,
sticky.
We got to talk to you on Monday morning.
And then we'll try to find you some new friends.
Yeah,
we probably want some, because if your friends are all sleeping together, it's not fun to be around them anyway.
Right. Unless you get in on it.
Well, I'll pass on that one.
All right, Mark, we'll talk to you Monday morning, okay?
Okay, guys.
Thanks for sharing the story with us.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Bert Show.
All right, so here was our experiment. I mean, we've all seen this play out, either live or in a movie or on YouTube or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When a dude publicly proposes marriage to a woman and she says yes, it's the same response over and over and over again.
Oh, cheers and claps.
Oh,
and we've been testing out.
It's so
We even tested it out a few years ago in the coffee shop. I mean, you know, first thing in the morning, it was live, and it was Phil Tarano, right?
And Tracy.
Proposing to producer Tracy, and he got claps and cheers, and everybody so proud. Just warms everyone's heart. Oh, look at that. He loves her.
Well, now things are different. You can have life partners. You get married in some states here. So we thought, okay, let's just test this reaction. If a man proposes a life partnership to another man, will we get the same reaction? So that was the premise behind this whole thing.
Right.
All right, so let's talk to the players that we thought would be great during this whole role play. Let's bring Carl up here.
Come on,
producer Carl.
Carl
for a second. All right, so now I wasn't here for this conversation. Who what staff member initially proposed this idea to you?
It was Tracy.
Tracy.
Okay. And it went down like this. She sent the email saying, come talk to me. I have something I want to ask you, a segment I want you all to do. And it's, I think it said something like, you know, no, she, when I got over there, she said, if you want to do it. And I thought to myself, there's nothing. You know, I'm a team player. I'm down like four flat tires. Y'all. There's nothing I won't do. I couldn't think of nothing that she would ask me that I wouldn't do.
Right.
Smack me right in the face with this question.
All right. So why?
Yeah.
I mean.
What's the problem?
Well, you got it. What was the question that she asked you?
The question is, no, she said, I want you and intern Brandon to go out and act as if you all are gay and want to, no, one of you all to propose to each other.
Okay.
And then I took a step back like, okay, no, hold on a second. Don't jump too fast at this because, you know, I'm dealing with more, I'm dealing with everything,
what
right?
I want to know what you're dealing with. What's going through your head?
I'm dealing with like, okay, hold on a second. No. Some things I will do, something I just won't. And that's just one thing I won't do.
Well, you got to tell us why is that like you're lined in the sand? No.
I don't have any problems with gay folks and everything, you know. I don't, you know,
Melissa, you know,
I'm, and he got me right next to Melissa, too, right? I don't have any problem. I love gay women and all that. You know, gay guys, you know, do your thing. That's just not my cup of tea, baby.
But it's just like me saying, you know what? I'm all right with black people. I'm all right. You know what? I got a few black friends. It's fine. But you know what? This whole Freaknik thing and all that, you know, I don't want to be around black people. I'm okay with them.
Now, I'm around gay folks all the time.
Yeah, you're real close to one right now.
She's looking right at you.
and I've even mingled with them before. I have gay friends, you know. But but seriously though,
I touched one once.
Did you?
Uh huh.
No way.
I swear to God, I touched a gay person. I didn't know it at the time, but I was like, I shook their hand, and then afterwards, Melissa's like, you know, he's gay, and I'm like, shut up.
Give me some Purell.
What's really weird is the next day he got his hair lightened.
but you know what I thought about though about a week ago, Jeff wouldn't say I love you to Bert. Dude has a line, right?
No, that's just because he doesn't love
me. I don't really care.
Did you just say dudes have morals?
No. I said dude has you know, he has his line.
I thought I heard morals slip out before the line.
I want to know, but hey, if you propose to Brandon, intern Brandon, in public, doesn't make you gay.
Listen, man, it's nothing that you could say, nothing that nobody could say, do.
I'm just trying to get into your head. So
just to get nothing.
Why should
I feel
it?
Bad about
could
it?
I've done it?
I flipped the coin on you. Would you have done it?
I could have done it, yeah. I would have had no problem doing it.
I think the only reason that...
Really?
No problem.
I would have thought either you or Jeff would have had trouble doing it.
I know me. I wouldn't be bothered by it, not even a little bit.
I think most men are way more homophobic than women are.
Absolutely. Absolutely, they are.
I would agree with that, but for me, it's
freaked out around lesbians. I prefer gay men to straight men.
And I've always wondered, what is that homophobic? What does that really mean? Like, am I scared of gays? I don't really understand that term.
I would be right now. Look at Melissa staring at you.
No, I'm listening.
I'm trying to look your way, Jeff.
I'm just listening. It just seems like you're scared of the perspective or people's perspective of you being gay.
So what if somebody thought you were gay?
Who cares?
Oh, really? Okay. That's how y'all feel.
See, that's a little bit.
Yeah, that's how you feel. I don't feel like that.
You would be embarrassed if somebody thought you were gay.
It's not true.
Why wouldn't you do the bit?
I didn't want to.
Why?
I didn't feel comfortable.
Why?
Why? Yeah, we're trying to get at why. People would have perceived you as gay for a couple of seconds, and that really would have bothered you.
Yeah, that bothers me. Bothers me.
But even though you're not gay, you're straight.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it can't be like, because
am I homophobic?
Like, I'm surprised.
Yes.
I think you're absolutely homophobic.
Really? Well, I don't know. You can call me what you want, but really?
I think you really are gay.
I wonder if that doesn't bother me, though. Is it an insecurity in your own sexuality? Or is it, I don't know, like where does homophobia come from? Is it a fear? Like, why are you scared of being labeled gay?
You know what it is?
Or why are you scared of being...
For guys, it's fourth grade.
But it's an insult. You don't want to be teased or taunted, but why? Because like you're insecure about your own straightness. You're not. You're straight as they come.
But it's more than that, though. I don't know. You take that. It goes a little further with you. You know, it's just not. I mean, I can't break it down right here in the next 5 seconds. I just know that I wasn't comfortable with doing it. I wasn't going to do it.
I appreciate you being honest. That's what I think. But we're not trying.
I don't think he's being honest.
We're just trying to get to the bottom of it. He said I was uncomfortable with it, but he can't define why he was uncomfortable.
You know what makes me uncomfortable? It really makes me not being around gay people. That doesn't make me. What makes me uncomfortable is those real flashy gay dudes, and when I'm downtown and they try to talk to me and they don't, you know, that right there really makes me uncomfortable. I'm not cool with that.
But what is that? What does that say about you? Like, why is that scare you? Why are you uncomfortable with
that?
I'm
not scared by it. It's just
they're not hitting on you.
I'm fascinated.
I've been hit on before.
Well, I tell you the thing that makes me uncomfortable and yes, offends me is the fact that any minority saying anything, because you don't have the right to tell somebody else not to stereotype a race. And, you know, that to judge you and who don't know you and then turn around and say the flashy gay guys, I don't want them to touch me.
That's what
bothers me is.
Well, I wouldn't want anybody to touch me, to be honest with you. I mean, seriously, any stranger shouldn't be touching
me.
But we know,
let's be honest. We know what he's saying. And
no,
so
it's like they impose their sexuality on me sometimes. You know, I mean, not just me, but it's like when they're out there just being real, you know, real dramatic. It's like imposing. When it's towards me, not when they're doing it on them own, when they're doing it on their own. I'm not saying that. I'm saying when it's directed towards me.
But is it directed towards you, or is it just like a weird paranoia thing?
It's been directed towards me, which makes me uncomfortable. Now when it's being done, I don't know.
Do you think it's directed towards you because they know it makes you uncomfortable?
Probably.
Like I do think some guys.
Yeah, I would say that because in my single days, I've tried to talk to women that didn't want to be talked to. You know, I've like pushed the envelope. So I know guys kind of pushed the envelope at times. So
if it was a woman that was all flamboyant and came up to you, same situation, would that bother you at all?
Yeah.
It would.
Yeah. But she's flamboyant with, it's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh, it wouldn't.
Here's
I missed that.
Hey,
like
Wayne.
Christmas morning presents.
Hey, Wayne, go ahead.
I disagree with Carl, and I love this show, first of all, guys. You guys are wonderful.
Thank you.
And Carl, man, you sound so homophobic, and you say you don't understand what that means. It just seems like, you know, like you don't want to... They're people just like anybody else, and they're attracted to you. You should feel like it's a good thing that a male is attracted to you, but you don't have to welcome, you know, their offer. You know,
right.
You can deny it. Like, you know, someone gives you extra fries. No, thank you. I'm good today. Thank you.
I do.
And go on about your business.
But if you're curious, you can accept it. I mean, you can accept it, and you can probably work out an arrangement.
But it's just the message of it's lesser than. A message of it's so gross, and it's so bad, and it's so, you know, whatever the adjective, that you just can't be part of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's the message it's sending, and it's, you know, and yeah, it's offensive. It's because you see me lesser than.
No, not at all. But you know what? Working up here, speaking with you, and when I work with DJ, intern DJ, mm-hmm. you know, just working with people like that, I have to be exposed to it. As a kid in my hood, I wasn't exposed to that. Mm-hmm. So don't be mad at me because this is the way that I feel.
Right.
This is just the way that I feel. I wasn't exposed to it. It wasn't accepted.
Would that be okay for a white kid to say that about being scared of you?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I just grew up in a white neighborhood. I wasn't exposed to black people, and so I'm scared of you?
But as long as we're having a conversation, I can understand. I have no problem with the dude expressing himself, and we're having some sort of conversation about it.
So if somebody is on the street and sees you walking, and they lock their doors, or they walk on the other side of the street from you, you wouldn't be offended?
Oh, I'm definitely offended. But if they want to have some sort of conversation about it and explain to me why and the reasons why, what? There's been times when we've talked about the N-word around here. And I think, Jen, you were kind of surprised that it was still being kind of thrown around so loosely. And that surprised me because you're not exposed to it. So that really threw me off. Like, damn.
Because I don't think that it's used in the presence of white people.
But it is. And so,
as much.
And that's all I was
not
saying.
Not as much.
No. Just Burke's the only one who uses
but
it.
But I think the difference is you expect white people to evolve in their perception of black people so that they don't lock their doors and go across the street and do all this stuff. And you're expected to do the same.
And I am.
But I think you said he is. Like you said, hanging out with DJ and you and Bert, you know.
Here is that surge. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hey.
Hey, good morning. I love you guys.
What's up, man? Thank you.
I'm a black man that
plays both sides of the fence. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm bisexual. Now, one of the things that I want to distinguish first off is that, you know, we're talking, you bring up the race issue versus a sexual activity issue. And it's a little confusing for black men to deal with that. So one of the things I wanted to mention is that black men do not, first of all, most, I'm not going to typify all black people come from the ghettos or all black people come from the streets, mm-hmm. but we have a lot of challenges against us to begin with. And in the black community, as far as my experience goes, being homosexual is considered a disease. It's a white disease of behavior. And we don't, you know, and it's, and it also makes you less of a man to be considered even openly.
Check
this
out.
That's why we
without using names here, I was hanging out with a very popular and famous R&B person a couple of weeks ago who told me that he is constantly being invited to play at gay functions. He's a black R&B star, and he can't. He's not homophobic, but he can't do it because if he starts to get known in the gay community as being open to playing those events, then people will associate him as gay, and he will lose his R&B credibility, and he'll never work again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean,
and when you say that Carl's, I don't think Carl's afraid. I don't think there's a fear issue there. I mean, it will create an atmosphere of fear on the outside because it's a behavioral thing. Right. You see all the cues that say he must be scared or something like that. It's not a matter of that. It's a matter of what the social implications are down the road. If
Perception.
Someone sees him in public with proposing to another man, you can't control that information once it starts. You
but
know,
how do we change? I mean, how do you think the black community is going to evolve from that? Because they have to.
I mean, you're right. You're absolutely right. They have to. I've had to fight against it most of my life. I mean, I've just outed myself on the radio, mm-hmm. by the way. So,
oh, wow.
I just did it. You know,
good
I'm probably going to have to deal with that when I get to work if anybody listens to Q100. But
so you're going
to
have a whole bunch of people saying, did I hear you on Q100 today?
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
Are you nervous about that?
Well, you know, I've never actually hidden anything. But I don't volunteer the information mm-hmm. because that's a sexual activity for me, and I don't necessarily make that a public forum, especially at work. But if someone came up to ask me and says, I heard you on Q100, I heard you say some interesting things, I'd say, yeah, that happened. That I said it. Well,
you know? And I got to say big up to this dude, man, because like he said, in the black community, and I, it's not a black and white thing all the time, but it's just the reality. You may not understand because you didn't come up in the black community, but I got to say to this dude, man, big up to you, man, because it takes a lot to come out in the black community. First of all, it takes a lot to come out as being gay, period. Then in the black community, I got to say that, man, because it's not easy, dude, and you know that.
Wow.
It's definitely not easy. I've gone for both men and women because it's an intellectual thing for me too, that I can be in love with one person or another regardless of their gender. But you know, most gays would think that's straddling the fence.
I'd be very interested to talk to you on Monday to find out how the conversations went at work and what happens over the weekend, and actually to check in with you, make sure you're doing okay.
Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, they've been considering it's a real stodgy firm. You know, there may be people that just don't want to talk about that either.
There may be one guy in the firm who comes up to you and says, "Hey, listen, we're on the radio this morning." All right, hold on the line. Carl's going to get your number. Yeah.
Get it, The Bird Show.
Babe, did you see that Moto Casino is giving a $1,776,000 worth of prizes?
That's why they're called America's Social Casino, celebrating the birth of America bigger than anyone else.
You can win incredible experiences at NASCAR and F1 races and a grand prize of 1 million sweeps coins.
So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
You're on The Bert Show.
I think we might have our new Hall of Fame local TV commercial.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay, now you guys remember the legendary, the gold standard of local TV commercials is the Red House.
Yeah.
Of course.
And local TV commercials. These are the guys, they can't afford the network or anything like mm-hmm. that. So they hire like a local company to produce their commercials. And it's usually on channel 128 mm-hmm. at 2:30 in the morning. And it's done in a very local, cheesy kind of way, right? This is our gold standard here. This is a real spot. I think this is North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Can't we all just get along?
At the Red House Furniture,
we can.
At the Red House.
I'm Richard, a.k.a. Big Head. I work at the Red House, and I'm black.
At the Red
House. I like pumping iron and pumping furniture into people's homes.
I'm Johnny, a.k.a. T-Engage. I work at the Red House, and I'm white. I like deer hunting, bass fishing, and extending credit to all people.
At the Red House.
I'm black, and I love the Red House.
I'm white, and I love the Red House.
I'm a black woman, and I love the Red House.
I am white, and the Red House is for me.
At the Red House, where black people and white people buy furniture.
And Hispanic people, too.
All right, so that's the Red House. All right, now local spot, Montgomery Flea Market.
Living rooms, bedrooms, dinettes. Oh, yeah, you can find them at the market. We talking about flea markets.
One dude Montgomery on camera, just like, and they're flashing just like different things in the background on them.
Oh, yeah.
Come different items.
With us, I said flea market. Montgomery, it's just
okay.
like, it's just like a right. mini mall. Hey, hey, you heard me. Come shop.
Hey, living rooms,
bedrooms, dinettes. We got it. You need it. You'll find it. A dance. Come on now. To the left. To the right. Let's make this a dance. Flea market. Montgomery. It's just like. It's just like. A mini mall.
Let's bring it on down now. Oh, yeah. I know you're gonna like this. Come on now.
It's just like. It's just like. A mini mall.
That's the Montgomery Flea Market. Yeah.
I mean,
right?
I just like that mini mall.
That's in Montgomery clubs. I'm telling you, all yeah. every weekend. No, I'm just kidding.
So that'll cost you $20 for a awesome. Spot like that. Then you have the local drugstore, and the name of the drugstore is Butte. Okay, it's butt drugs.
Butt or butte?
No,
it's butt.
Oh, Lord.
It's butt drugs.
This is great.
This is real.
Uh oh.
Oh, there's a cry across the heartland,
wow.
a yearning for the days gone by, and in little old Corden, Indiana, they're happy and they'll tell you why. They got butt drugs, they love butt drugs, ba-ba-ba butt drugs, ba-ba-ba butt drugs.
I love butt drugs.
I recommend butt drugs for everybody.
I can always count on butt drugs.
When I think drugs, I think butt drugs.
For all my health needs, I turn to butt drugs.
You want hometown service and cheap hot coffee
and liquor.
Now that's the ticket. You can tell Walmart, CVS, and Walgreens exactly where to stick it. Ba-ba-ba butt drugs.
We
right.
love butt drugs.
Ba-ba-ba butt drugs.
Butt drugs won't let you down.
Ba-ba-ba butt drugs.
Free parking in the rear.
Of course.
Awesome.
I love butt drugs.
Of course they
oh
did.
Oh my God, that's great.
Free parking in
them.
The rear at butt drugs. Of
good
course.
For them.
Of course.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Babe, did you see that Moto Casino is giving a $1,776,000 worth of prizes?
That's why they're called America's Social Casino, celebrating the birth of America bigger than anyone else.
You can win incredible experiences at NASCAR and F1 races and a grand prize of 1 million sweeps coins.
So what are you waiting for?
Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.